Approval of the agenda. First, we have the agenda in front of us right here. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Second. I guess Charlie wants to address this. We need to hang on the first.
We have that.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, is there all in favor of approving the agenda? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have the minutes from regular meeting June 1st.
In old business, item one there, there's some language that doesn't quite sound right to me where it says Chairman Goff explained that the definition is a major issue because the commission wants 2A corresponding. Mm-hmm. That's the same as right there.
No.
Wants, I guess, wants A corresponding. Or, and that language didn't sound as right to me.
Which paragraph are you on?
I just probably take out word two.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe just strike the two.
On page two, first sentence.
Yeah.
Is a major issue because the commission wants to a corresponding guarantee. Okay.
Take out word
that's
two.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I was on my phone.
Any further changes to the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item number four, people to address commission.
Craig, I guess you didn't get my phone call or
I was in Korea until this morning.
Okay.
The last 2.5
so
weeks.
You missed it from the answering machine.
I walked in this morning, I saw 11 messages, and I didn't play.
We're in Korea.
Seoul.
Yeah. I don't know whether you're still working on it or not, but these slot machines questions, are you still working on that problem?
Probably just to provide information if asked. The way it came out is we had originally looked at it is if we could restrict it by a zoning issue, by industry SIC code. And the sense I had is that by using SIC codes or NAICS, it's a little bit too broad that if you try to restrict it by a SIC code or NAISC code, you're also restricting things that we do want to allow. So I think it kind of died from that.
Okay.
Unless it looks like you've done more work on
and
this.
The NAICS ICS codes, the SIC codes. We also have something, unless you folks have erased it, anything that is not specifically approved is denied. Or terms to that effect, words to that effect. So, if you've got the SIC code, and for that particular district, any district that you're in, you don't have gambling machines. Because that doesn't fit into the definition of some of these other items. If you look in them and it does not add slot machines, gambling machines, or whatever the case may be, it is not a permitted use. In order to get into the book, it has to be brought before PNZ. PNZ has to look at it, determine what sector it goes in or what sector or what NA category it goes into, and they can either insert it or deny it. And not only can they insert it, but if they insert it, they can limit the amount of insertion that they have. In other words, you might have quite a few things down for that particular code. You do not have to allow everything in that code to be there. And we've done that in quite a few things, if you remember correctly. So you've got your control there, where you can say, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware of anything that has slot machines or gambling or anything, gaming machines or anything like that.
If we look at it and say gaming machines, how do they look at that?
Yes, we do.
That,
look in that entertainment, it comes under gaming?
Yeah, under this, it would be 7999 or 7993 would be the, because those would be owned by SIC. And it is an allowable SIC cookie, I think, in our zoning.
Here's a 7993 right there.
7993, corner operated views that pinball. So what you're saying that someplace else in here, I guess if it's not listed, it's not permitted unless we approve. Is that what you're saying? That if it's not, even if they come in and say that, you know, this is under 7993, the fact that it is an activity not listed in here, it's technically not.
That's correct.
Where would that be in the zoning? I mean, because that would have to be specified.
That I think is in the general rules at the beginning of your zoning.
Yeah, because all these SIC codes were established with the definitions before these things were ever invented. You know, so they're not going to be in any definition of an industry sector.
Right.
In fact, they even call them coin operated. None of them are coin operated anymore. Even in Las Vegas, the slot machines are sticking a credit card.
That's one of the reasons I pushed to get sick and draw a code book, so that we have some control over what came in. Because we were getting all sorts of things coming in and saying, well, I'm going to use this, I'm going to use this.
So I never was talking about that. I don't remember how it was worded.
That would be an impermissible use category. Where's the section where it shows by zone what's allowable? It should be.
It's in there, and it reads anything that is not a permitted use is expressly prohibited.
What, do you know where that is?
It is in there.
Yeah. It's been too long since I've dealt with it, so.
Section here says if we don't list it, it's not allowed. Something to.
Right.
Yeah, if it's not listed,
it's not expressly permitted, it is prohibited.
I wonder, could it be in there as a permitted use table, maybe?
Okay. Now, I didn't want to take up a whole lot of your time, but I thought.
No, I think it's an important issue because. You know, obviously it is an important issue that the state legislature is talking about it, so.
And to the best of my knowledge, I know of no other community that uses the SIC code as their guideline. And why, I don't know, unless they figure it's too complicated or unless they want to open the door. My attitude was, I want to keep the door closed and no one comes in.
Communicate.
So that's cut and paste.
Give me a keyword to put in. I can try it.
Want to get the internet for a little?
Now, what does it say it for?
It says the cannabis slot machines and similar types of amusement.
But that might not be part of the law.
That's for places of amusement. Where are they looking to put these machines? Aren't they looking to put them in the 7?
Well, that, we may not allow that, but that would be one. So we have to cross-reference this.
Prohibited by zone, prohibited signs.
Now, B1 would have been.
Dunes.
Yeah. Slot machine? Or 7993.
General provisions.
It might have 7993. Slot machines allowed.
District regulations right here.
In our definition.
Here, I got a thing here, I need a mouse. Wait a minute, go ahead, I'm talking about mouse.
Put 7993 down and not strike that particular one. That would present a complication, but that would be the only place it would be.
19-79. A use not specifically addressed by the zoning ordinance shall be expressly prohibited so as to not to alter or endanger the purpose of the zoning pertaining to each district and to ensure that the original intent and purpose as specified in GS 168-383 is maintained.
There you go.
There's a little bit in the, on the top too.
B1, it allows arcades 7993.
And what does and our 7993 has slot machines?
No.
So B1 7993 is allowed.
Yes, there's slot machines.
Yeah, within 799, within the gaming, what do you call it? But that doesn't go for that. Wouldn't go for convenience places. That goes for gaming.
Where's that list that has
the SIC code?
Yeah, the SIC code by the district.
It's in the back of the book, so just look for 7993.
Well, you go to B1 that says what they're allowed to have there, and you reference that SIC number.
Right.
And then you go to the definition for 7993, the point operating on music.
There you go.
The back is just going to tell you what it is. It's going to tell you to come to here.
Is that an SIC code? SIC. SIC.
Okay. Coin operated machines, amusement devices, amusement device parlors, coin operated, amusement machines, coin operated, arcades, amusement, mechanical games, coin operated, pinball machines. That's 7993.
And it says, maintained under permitted uses, arcades, 7993.
And above that, it says slot machines and mechanical devices.
Yes, it does. Such amusement devices include jukeboxes, pinball machines, mechanical games, slot machines, and similar types of amusement equipment.
So the only place that could operate is in that gaming section down there.
Yeah, this says establishment primarily engaged in the operating coin-operated amusement devices. Right. Either in their own or in other places of business.
Yeah, see, because this is a permitted use. By an SIC code, and I mean clearly 7993 is a permitted use. You go to 7993 in the back here, and even though it doesn't specifically say these specific type of things, I mean to have coin-operated gambling devices, it would be hard to.
You could
from an SIC code restrict that.
The only thing you can restrict it to is the business that it is in, gaming. You can't use another building and have that in it just because that's in the B1 district. That goes for the type of business. You can't separate that as, you can't go into a convenience store and put those machines in a convenience store.
This is actually, the way I read that, I would disagree. I think the way it says it's permitted uses. It doesn't say.
This is in B1 district.
It says it's permitted in conjunction with.
If you have a convenience store in a B1 district, they could put within that convenience store any other of these uses here. That's the way I read the use.
You go
permitted the permitted use.
You're going by what you're going by there is you're going by the main category of the type of business. What is the major portion of the business? That's what you're going by. That's what SIC is. So when you're dealing with that business, yes, it can go in there, but that has to be the main business. Gaming.
Well, what would you say about the pier then, Charlie?
You could possibly put it, I think, on the pier.
Because he's had boat titles and pinball.
Because they have gaming, but fishing piers come on under a different thing. I don't know. I don't know that we have fishing piers down there. And you know why we don't deal with the fishing pier. It is really not in the town.
Well, I would suggest that we put this on the agenda for next, because there's some other uses in here that when you go through, we probably would want to limit it. I mean, we have car dealerships that are allowed and things like that too. So we may want to, you know, plus SI, you know, any ICS now has replaced SIC, technically, even though people still use SIC. So we may want to revisit what's allowable, what's not allowable, and all that sort of thing. So I suggest that we put this on the agenda for August.
And you got another thing there too, and that's the transfer. We passed SIC, and we accepted SIC, and I don't know whether we made any wording saying that should this change. If my memory serves me correctly, we made some sort of statement in there stating that we would change with SIC as SIC changed. I could be wrong.
Well, we can still use the SIC. I mean, it's not allowable. But I would see a major issue that you may want to consider is the way this is written on section 19-243, permitted uses is what it's called. The following are the permitted uses and special uses in the B1 district. And then it lists a variety of things by SIC code. The question that I think is a key legal issue here is, when you approve something for the B1, are you limited to one of these uses, or are in the B1 district, are you allowing all of these or a combination of these uses
within
the
B1? Not a combination, because you don't find a combination.
Well,
you don't find a combination, and that's the whole purpose behind SIC.
Well, you got, for example, the pier. It is a retail store, and it is an arcade. I mean, they do sell things. They also sell food
in Jerry's place.
He sells food, he sells groceries, he sells gas.
That falls within the convenience store. That falls within the convenience store.
We don't list convenience stores, we say food stores. We have eating and drinking establishments. It's an eating establishment.
We don't have convenience stores down there?
I don't see convenience stores.
Yeah, retail. I'm sure convenience stores one of these in the retail store.
Yes.
We've got food stores on 11.
I'm sure one of these is a convenience store category.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting thing. I mean, we can't, but that's something that I would suggest. But to me, kind of the main issue is then, when we approve something, do we approve one SIC code definition, and they must fit within that, or are people allowed to have any of the uses that are allowed in the B1 when something's
approved? I would think, I mean, I don't know for certain, but if you had several different uses, it seems to me you could create a lot higher intensity of use than any of those individually. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think it could run afoul, at least of the intent. But I mean, we may have some uses that are running afoul of that. But I mean, hypothetically, if you had a kennel and a convenience store and a gaming facility all in one roof, you know, at some point you're way above what any one of those would have been.
I agree.
You know,
but the way the ordinance is written is the key thing.
Right.
I mean, right now it says the following are permitted uses.
Yes, say, all of them can go in, but they have to stay true to the SIC code that they're going in on. You don't mix
them. Can't multiply them? Mix them?
No, you can't mix them.
But
don't say that. That's the issue. Yeah. It doesn't say that.
Well, SIC wasn't meant to be mixed, so that's why you don't say it. SIC is meant to be individual. Can a gaming store?
Well, companies can clearly have multiple SICs. I mean, there, the General Electric, General Electric probably has 200 SAC codes.
You're talking about companies having multiple six.
Right.
And that's fine if you've got, something where you're allowing companies to come in, and they've got multiple six that are functioning within your town, then you can make that determination. But you don't have to make the determination on every six that they have.
Well, I would suggest that we put this on the August agenda, and maybe you can look carefully at the wording to see if it's, they can have any of these uses in a V1 once they have an operation going to the V1, or whether they need to stick within an approved SIC code.
One
specific one, or if they want to do multiple, then do we specifically approve multiple SIC codes? Because I'm not quite sure exactly how it's written. And that actually is probably a pretty important one, because if we read it one way, then we might be able to restrict some of the things that we're concerned about.
It's all,
but if we read it another way, then
if you read them another way, you may as well throw a stick out. Really. If you read them the way you're presenting it, you may as well throw a stick out. Because what it's designed is to encapsulate that specific business on a specific location.
No, I understand.
Not in Domingo.
But the question is the way that it's written. I mean, you might say the following are permitted uses, and they put a sentence in there saying that only a single use under SIC code is allowed
for
business or something like that. So we might be able to address it more clearly, but again, we have to look at it the way it's
The reason we didn't look at it any other way is because we were looking at it, when you say a SIC code, you're talking about that type of business at a particular location. That's it, not mixing them up.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Let me make sure. Good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Craig, what do you want that under new business? What do you want to call that?
I would make a motion to put a SIC code definition in V1 under a new business or discussion of SIC code
categories
for zoning for zoning.
Yeah.
Is that okay with anybody else? Okay, good. Because that is an interesting question. So, okay. We have an old business town home definition. I think this is more informative than the decision. We approved this to go forward to the council, but didn't.
Yes, for some reason, doesn't appear on the town council agenda.
We just need to resend that to them again, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and send it to Nancy. I don't think so, because I think that it was decided the last time that it would go over to council.
So, no motion. Item number two, discussion on grants available for town for purpose of burying power lines. Last time, Ann and I both agreed to go talk to some other groups. I think I might have copied everybody on my discussion with Wrightsville Beach. Wrightsville Beach has had a flurry of things about 3 or 4 years ago. They tried to do some stuff. They're not doing anything right now, actually, because the cost is too great. They were under, the chairman of the planning commission out there was under the impression that the study, that the cost of doing the study was substantially less when it was presented to them. They invited them to come out and do a presentation, but it was presented to them as being substantially less than the cost that was presented to us to do the study. She couldn't really remember, and that would have been about 3 or 4 years ago, but as of right now, they're not doing anything. And also checked with Carolina Beach, and I guess, you know, I also sent that around to people and had an email. But the impression is that they are also kind of looking at exactly the same issues. There's some indication that they might be interested in maybe doing some joint study, you know, if there's a way of reducing costs and all that sort of thing. So It sounds like Carolina Beach is about where we are in terms of looking at it, and Riceville Beach was doing a lot of stuff 3 years ago, but then stopped it because of the cost estimate and not doing anything right now.
So I'm telling you, Palm Beach just had all their stuff that I'm doing now, and listen to that person, they're kind of like, you should come now.
I was just in San Diego. In San Diego, they're putting their stuff on the ground. You know, it's taken them 10, 15 years, but the utility is going down street by street and putting their stuff on the ground right now. So, you know, I'm not sure if they're doing it out of the kindness of the heart or whatever, but, you know, I mean, there are, it is happening in different places. And, yeah, we've heard that that happened in Long Beach, too. When I talked to the Riceville Beach, that popped up nothing. When I talked to the Riceville Beach, when the power company came out and talked to them, they said the same thing about, well, during hurricanes, it's actually worse and all that sort of thing. But she wasn't too convinced with that story. She thought it was more of an argument, an excuse not to do it. But that's what I thought about it. Yeah.
They wouldn't pull your leg, would they?
No, not at all. So, anyway, that's the information that both Ann and I agreed to go out and get last time. And it doesn't sound like our two neighboring beach communities are much further than we are right now on this issue.
So we're going to move from there and just move.
I think it was really kind of in the ballpark of accounts. Remember last time we sent a summary of where we're at. We listed I think four different engineering groups that the council may want to talk to in terms of trying to get an estimate. So I think we've probably done our duty on this, and it's up to the council to decide.
So we just take it off our agenda and to the council decides what we're doing there.
Should we look at Oak Island or whoever just to see how they got their grants or what they did?
We can certainly do that. I mean, again, Ann and I just looked at Carolina Beach and Riceville Beach, but we can certainly look at.
They've already done it.
We can look at Oak Island. We can look at some of the other, you know, Sunset and so forth.
Just ask a question.
Sure.
If they got it, how did they get it and implement it?
Yeah. Does anybody want to volunteer to talk to Oak Island and see, in fact, what they have done? Or yes.
Hi there. Having seen them putting it in a few years ago. They worked with their electric company in FEMA, but their electric company is much different than our electric company. They have a four-county EMS, so they tend to cooperate a little bit better. And as I understand it, you know, FEMA gave them the grant to underwrite most of it. Because it was so much safer during a storm.
I don't think any question about it. I mean, having, you know, living in Curie Beach Village here, there's no doubt that our power will not really as affected as other places. I mean, it's obvious. So, would it be appropriate for us maybe over the next month, you know, each one of us take a beach community to the south of us possibly and see what's going on? Really just a phone call to say, you know, what are you doing, what sort of grants you've gotten, did you work with FEMA, that sort of thing. Is that something that we want to do or we don't want to do? All right. In fact, don't you have an intern now who can do something like that? I mean, that's a great intern job, really.
Put him on a couple phone calls.
Hey.
All right. Got a pretty busy post, though.
I mean, that's a perfect job for an intern, you know, to, you know, maybe just make calls to the beach communities to the south of us and find out what the status of burying the power lines are, you know, if they actually have some success, how did they get the success and that sort of thing. That's
worth a few more
calls. All right, so
so we leave it in here then?
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to go ahead and carry that forward, but maybe get a report back from the intern for next meeting. Okay, amendment to the sign ordinance. It looks like we have some measurements. What we were talking a little bit before the meeting is that amortization is not quite what we agreed to, but we didn't, we agreed to some language, but it wasn't formally put in regarding the extra 3 years and stuff like that. So when you look back at the minutes of April minutes, it was a recommendation. We actually have the language, but we didn't make a formal motion to put that language in there because we were waiting for John's measurements. This is what we're talking about. In our April minutes, we were talking about changing the amortization to make it even a little bit longer for people that aren't selling the properties. And we actually had the language even worked out. It says, language is left on page 8, but add as item D1. However, an owner or lessee having been authorized by the owner to act as an agent may be granted one time only, an extension for non-conforming signs to exist beyond the statutory amortization period so long as it does not exceed 3 years, and further provided that all of the following conditions are met. 1, the lease was entered into prior to effective date of ordinance, and 2, lease is duly executed and includes date and time stamp indicating recorded in office of the town of Cary Beach, and 3, the extension is granted personally to the petitioner only with no assignment right of any kind. So what we were doing is we have a 7-year amortization for signs, but if somebody has been here, they could petition for an additional 3 years to make it 10 years, but they couldn't assign that to a new buyer. You know, that's essentially what that language was. And that's language straight out of several other cities.
And the next page right there says it was recommended that this matter be tabled.
Right, and then it was recommended that this matter be tabled into the May meeting to review the changes and look at final. Well, we tabled it, I mean, clearly.
We didn't put it in there.
Well, then we never put it in. So, but the issue that I have is we clearly identified this as D1, but when we look at what we have in front of us, D1 doesn't make any sense to, and so I'm wondering if we have an older version of the sign ordinance again.
This was your name.
I don't think it was put in.
Pull up.
No, definitely wasn't
the
put
draft.
In.
You guys have it.
Right. We're referring to another document that's different from this because we specifically talk about D1, and D1 doesn't fit to what we have here.
But if it's never been in the draft, then why would we need to find the draft?
Well,
I don't remember. I remember talking
we were specifically saying we were going to add it as D1 under non-conforming.
Right.
But when I look at what's today given to us,
yeah,
there's no place to add a D1. So we were obviously looking at something different.
No, are we going to go under D?
Yeah.
I mean, it was going to be D or
right
under
there.
D.
I remember that.
So we have D here.
Mm-hmm.
D1 was just going to be a sublet of the 7 years to say, we'll extend this another 3 if you want to do that.
You're absolutely right. Okay.
So all you have to do is add it. It never got added.
Okay. We were going to add it under D here as D1. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we go to E.
Jet lag trains.
I was looking for D1, and all I could see was 5D. Okay.
So that would work.
Right. Okay, well, so I'll make the motion to add as D1, under section 19-381, the wording as identified in on page 4 of our April 6, 2010 meeting.
Minutes.
And you can just copy this out.
I'll do that.
Is that an approval that y'all are going to make, or is that something that I want to be responsible for?
No, it's
I mean, we've got an amortization scale here, that's great, but if somebody owns a business at the time of the revision of this part of the ordinance, and then 7 years down the road, I'm here, and they come to me and present me with a request for an additional 3 years, is that something that I'm going to?
Yeah, I mean, as long as they satisfy this requirements, okay. And it's the same person, and yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do it.
Okay,
so that was a motion to add D1 under section 19-381 under non-conforming signs. Is there a second?
A second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor? There's the language right here.
Yeah, and I might, because I have not been able to find the April minutes in our system. So I have a feeling they may actually be maybe just in Amy's. The hard drive.
When you want to look at it? Right?
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, that'd be great.
We're talking about
That's okay. Let's go on with the meeting and I'll do that before you leave.
I actually have notes stacked up, but I don't bring them with me.
Did that go to a vote? Did it?
Yes,
everything was good.
The other issue was an issue that I raised as to whether the changeable copy was included in the 40 square feet. Personally, I think that's what we were talking about, but that's fine. I'd rather see this go forward than debate the issue. So, it's not an important issue to me right now.
I kind of went through some of the calculations. That would make the main part of the sign sometimes small.
Yes, that's right.
So it didn't really make sense. I mean, I've always thought it was the opposite.
Right. So, that's fine. I would rather see it go forward than debate the issue first. So that's fine for me.
So it stays as is.
Right. I mean, the way that it's written can be interpreted both ways. It says 18 square feet of sign may be illuminated. It says 40 square feet is the maximum. So somehow we're going to have to be careful. If we're going to say 40 square feet plus 18 square feet, it's not really, it's a kind of written more my interpretation, I think.
Are we going to still maintain the 12 foot height?
Why can't we just put 18 square feet, maybe eliminate the change of height?
So take out one sign. We can do that.
That makes it
work. That sounds great.
What is it?
Just 18 square foot.
This is on the table
of sign.
This is on the table where it says
18 square feet may be illuminated. Okay.
Yeah, 18 square feet may be illuminated.
Gotcha.
So take out the word of sign.
In all of those.
In all of them.
Okay. Good.
Right. Are we still maintaining the 12 feet?
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, we do have the measurements now.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at 12 feet?
12 feet.
Maximum.
We really started with 8. And we went to 12.
We said minimum 8 foot correction grain.
No, I think we did the 8 foot, it was going to be a minor sign.
Yeah, and then we backed off of that.
We originally had 12.
So all the ones listed total height are the ones that are above.
Yes.
All the ones that I felt like were pretty high would fall into the category. I'll put the total height. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Got 16 feet, 13, 13, 16, 18, 14, 22. And you have 12, and you have 18, 10, and 12, 16. Hot.
So,
treating well. So that means we've got about 1, 2, 3, 4,
from the very top to the very bottom.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 out of how many signs are there?
If we were to go up to 14, that would still be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Why don't we do 12?
There's 37 listings of signs. Some's got more than one sign, or 10 of them are non-conforming. Just 25% of them listed are non-conforming.
On the height.
On the height.
All right, so you know we're going to get asked the question. Which, just to take, I mean, the one sign that I think that's right at the red light that everybody sees is the Jack Michaels.
Right, yeah.
It's 18 feet tall.
No, I think it's too tall.
Yeah. That was good enough, but
that's too tall. I mean, that looks like a Market Street type of sign. I mean, the sign itself is fine, but in terms of the height, I mean, my personal opinion is that we're trying to get away from that tall
Jack Michaels sign.
But then you go out down the street, the two or three doors down, you got 16 feet, south ends.
Right.
And then you go another block down, you got Jim Rain, that's 18.
But I think we're trying to move towards a beautification issue, and a tall pole sign is what we're trying to get away from in terms of the image. I think that's the Market Street kind of look with the tall pole sign.
The best one to probably put it in your mind of what the 12-foot would be is Island Redskin. That's exactly 12 feet. That's the way it would look, I guess.
I could see going up to 14 feet because Curie Pier is 14 feet, and then that would allow Dry Dock, Palm Air Realty, and we have But Jack Mackles is a tall pole sign, but I mean, what do you think? That's what it is.
What size is the new Jim Rain sign? Is what, 61 by 74?
I don't know. So if we go to 14 feet, you have Jim Rain Realty,
Lou Marlin.
Well, I'm thinking that Jim Rain. I've never noticed Jim Rain Realty signs being too tall. It's because his sign body itself is skinny and tall. So
right.
I was going to say the same thing. It didn't seem too tall.
Jack Mackle's sign is shorter than it is small. Because I would never pick Jim Rain's sign to be 18 feet tall.
I can't. I've driven by it so many times, but
it kind of surprised me, too.
You know. And I think it's just because it's
that's the same for Southlands. I wouldn't have thought that. That's how they would have.
What I would suggest, even though the council has requested this to come to them for the August meeting, since we just got this, but it might be worthwhile for all of us to drive around with this information and actually look and say, you know, what feels good and what doesn't feel good in terms of. Because, I mean, we can talk about the germ-free.
Okay, this is another
one. But I can't visualize.
Our buildings can't go higher than 35 feet. So how high do you want a sign that's advertising a business? And a business is probably one floor. So it's, you know, it's 15, 20 feet. Do you want a sign to go above that? Probably.
Personally, I think, you go down to Southport and places like that where they're trying to really beautify their community. And, I was a fan of an 8-foot pine cone sign.
So that was 2 foot. I think we'll go back to square one over.
So I'm willing to go with a 12, maybe a 14 foot, but honestly, without going around, you know, now that I see these things, it'd be really useful to drive around and say, oh, that looks okay.
I'm more apt to say 14, 15 feet might be more convenient, right, based on height of the building, based on.
But let's drive around and look and see what it goes like.
Okay, you got 3 at 16 and 2 at 18 measuring.
We've got five people that measure
10
years after the place their sign or lower their sign.
Well, are we talking, or is Moran Motel still going to be looking for getting?
I mean, that might be the historic one, too. That's, you know,
where
that
I was
might
going
be
with
classified in that historic category, too.
How about Cary Beer?
Big Daddy, how long? Just like Big Daddy. It's kind of like Charlie said about Cary Beer, it's written on the city limits. Okay. Well, that's Charlie's opinion. But I think that the Big Daddy sign could fall under the Cary Beer.
That's a size problem. Big Daddy's not no height problem.
It's always been a single thing.
Well, I think the Mormon sign
is
a size problem too.
It's not an actual lot, but it is within our jurisdiction.
Well, I would just suggest that, I know the council wants this to move forward, but I think this is such an important issue. And that I would feel more comfortable now that we have this accurate for me to spend an hour and maybe all of us, you know, at different times, you know, drive around and look at it and say, see what is kind of non-conforming with the way that we have it and say, is it really something that we think is truly what we want to have or not have here?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Because I think we kind of agree on everything else in terms of wording now. It's just kind of this, you know, the height and square footage.
I think that's a great idea. So now we're waiting to
get all set.
I was. She was on the other foot. The rest of it, you know.
Well, Tim was pretty, you know, he was pretty aggressive in terms of creating this agenda.
Well, he just wants to see it get off first base. You know, if it takes
a run. We're on third base. We just haven't scored.
There you go. You just haven't had the home run yet.
15-16, you got six on either side of that.
Right.
That buffer right there.
Yeah, I think we just ought to go around and look at them. You know, I mean, you know, we might look at a 15 or 14 foot and say, well, you know, maybe that is too high.
Right.
And then there's going to be something that there's nothing to do about, like the, you know, the trading post sign is 22 feet high and it's bigger than what the company says.
And that's what we're trying to, but again, these people have 10 years. I mean, this is
How long has that trading post sign been there?
I don't think it's been. Well, he lost his canopy during one of the storms. I think he lost his sign during the storm.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean.
Yeah, big blow, and he probably needs to.
I think he doesn't see a lot of them during a big blow.
All the canopy is just about good during a storm. Frankly, it makes the resident.
And height is something they can deal with. I mean, as long as it's a pole sign, we're not talking about replacing the whole sign. You know, it's. And poles are adjusted up and down all the time with signs, so it's not. And they have 10 years to do it, as long as they don't say 7 years if they sell the property. But so I don't have a problem being kind of, you know, creating a sign ordinance that we really want as the image for Cary Beach and asking people to conform to it in 10 years. But I do think we need to go around and look at it.
It's a good point.
Okay, is there a motion to table this until
second?
Motion, okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Zoning Overlay District Economic Development Committee. I'm not sure why this is on.
You did have one question for me about what you could do in an overlay. What was actually, if you could restrict uses in an overlay. And the answer to that appears to be yes. I did a little research and talked to David Owens with the School of Government in Chapel Hill, and he said, as long as you're specific, that you can cut uses that are otherwise allowed in a zone, in an overlay.
Okay.
So that was further than I thought an overlay could go, but it can.
So that might be a way of dealing with some of these other issues. So you have a bunch of allowable SIC codes, but then we have an overlay that you can more clearly define it.
So should we put this on the list?
Well, I mean, that kind of ties with form-based planning.
That's what I put down here. One or the other or both, or do we tie these together?
Why don't we tie this together with the discussion on the zip codes next week?
Next week, okay.
Next month, they'll be looking at the uses on this.
Because I think as we kind of wrap up the sign ordinance, you know, I think the next big thing that we're going to bite off is try to do form-based planning. So, and that's something that we can't hodgepodge. I think we need to really, you know, think about, you know, bringing people in and So is there a motion to table item 4 and 5 until August, with the understanding that we're really going to start pushing forward on a form-based plan amendment?
Put a motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. New business, new construction, underground utilities. I think Ann put that on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the purpose there?
I think, wasn't she in the middle of talking about how if they, let's just say that you all are going to be doing the power lines being buried under the ground, and then someone wants to come and build property or something in the business district? She was mentioning something at the last meeting about that, how that would be handled, you know.
Well, I think it's pretty standard that
anything built over top or just
even
whatever.
If you're above ground, your power lines go underground. I mean, I'm assuming if the oceanfront park is built, those power lines will be underground and go to the, to the buildings, and all that's overhead. So any new construction, I haven't seen anybody do an overhead service to their house or anything.
So they gave you option to put the lines underground.
They actually prefer that to your residents. Maybe what she was talking about with every house that was built, but they had to put some money in to put overheads underground. I don't know. That can be pretty costly.
It was something about the placement of, I thought, new places.
Yeah,
but
that's what I remember, too.
Yeah. Well, you want to table that until until she can be here next month?
I'm not sure what the concern.
Because you had asked to actually have that put on there, and I think it was because of Ann's concern.
Yeah.
But can't be specific as far as what she was actually
talking
about.
Wait, do we have minutes, actually?
Yeah. I didn't see
at the end.
She just brought up an issue of new construction and utilities, and you asked for the be added.
That's all.
That's all I said.
But there was a discussion during the time you all were doing the portion on the lines. She just mentioned it.
That's what we were talking about. Different people out there just currently doing
that. That information was passed on, remember? Mm-hmm. And that was passed on every night to the council.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I copied everybody on the email that was sent to the council on that.
Okay, so we didn't have a discussion because that was a member on it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. She mentioned something, and we decided that. Okay. I moved the table. I have new item number 1 and put it on this. I guess it would technically be old business if it's tabled. So I put it as old business item for next August.
Okay. Barry just told me that. I'm sorry. Y'all get ready to vote.
No.
Barry, you might change your vote.
Barry just told me that Ann, he thought that Ann had told him that she wasn't going to be back all summer. Has anybody heard that?
No.
You just might want to check with her in case, make sure that all our absences are excused, so you know, they don't somehow get.
But technically, what is it? Because I know there's a restriction, a requirement for a certain number of meetings.
Yeah, you can't be asked.
But I know the definition of excused, but what does excuse mean?
Hell, you got, excuse my French.
I mean, like today we were.
I think that excuse me, you didn't call me back.
That's right. Yeah.
Like you know, show up.
Call you. You're the chairman. You know, and let you know.
Like 11.
Well, I mean, we need things.
You'll be here tonight.
Especially if it's
got to
be 3 in a row.
Yeah,
you
I flew in from.
Yeah, I just didn't want that question to come up.
I flew in from Korea. I flew in from Korea this morning to be
here. Okay. Well, I think the board needs to define what is going to be an unexcused.
I just
thought
to find what the reason is.
I'll ask her
to find
out.
Okay.
I think what she said to me today was that she is swamped right now, business-wise. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Now, that was for today. So I'm thinking that's probably what she's probably talking about for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, that's what she was worried about.
I'm
getting hung sometimes for one night.
I'm driving through the night to go to Atlanta as soon as this is over. I'm going to go home, get in the car, and drive to Atlanta. And I actually thought about not coming today and driving to the day. but I came here tonight for this meeting and driving through tonight, so I have a little bit of a problem with being swamped with business to come here for one.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't think that's an excuse that maybe every once in a while, but I don't think that's an excuse for coming here. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Hey, I started this committee when I was during the middle of the building board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all busy, mm-hmm. but you know, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
I mean, sometimes I get tied up and can't break for enough minutes, but that's just one night. You know, it's not the rest of summer. You know.
Maybe that's not the summer.
I don't know.
It's only one night. Yeah, it's not an issue.
All right. So is this an excused absence?
I heard that Dean told me that she was going to be gone, so I'd say if she talked to Dean about it, that's about as excused.
My last absence, I told Tuesday Cal, and she promised to everyone.
I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time for things to get around us. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, the motion was to table that item.
Yeah.
Are there any member items for the audience?
Are y'all needing Hope to be here next month? Would you like him to be here? And I ask that only because of budgetary concerns.
Well, Kitty, we asked him to do something. Can't we just get a memo or an email so you know?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Unless it's something that I don't think we're going
to have. I don't need to drive down for one-minute thing.
Well, I'll get you something then on that. I think it was just the one about
the uses. You have to read our by your interpretation. Does a use being multiple uses within a facility, or do you approve on a specific SIC code and they cannot go outside that definition?
Okay.
You're looking at permitted uses in B1.
Yeah, that'd be interesting because I would almost assume you could do multiple within a business.
I would not,
but I would say it'd be interesting.
But that means somebody could put up a car dealership inside that convenience store. Used car dealer, because that isn't allowed for use. So.
How about a golf cart dealership?
I don't know.
There's a robot left around here.
Yeah. All right.
One right in Carolina Beach.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Can we make a copy of this?
Yes.
Yes.
You
might
also make that change.
I think that's
the
Only
it's clearly allowable. No, I mean, it's clear. It is clearly allowable.
You get me for 50, you never know.
But if it's all the illegal immigrants, I can't.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for 50.
Do you still have the June minutes?
Hey, I thought you were here.
And what I was going to say is, I'll just go ahead, because that's a little one. I think I should wipe that out. Right on the edge, and 1 minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I'll do.
Thank you.
Oh, did that time, I said, you haven't told us, I said, don't call me anymore.
First, you must be a fortune.
No, I have my five phone calls on that stuff.
I think your dad or brother down there.
They've been live bait fishing.
All right.
I don't know. My boat broke down.
No, it is.
So we're going to have to slide back. Are you
all day? Fuel pumps.
Water, this one.
We can't please.